Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark. You're listening to the Age of Fission radio show. It is 8 o'clock in the morning. It is October 17th, 2017. 10-17-2017. So I think that's kind of a lucky day. Thank you for joining me, and thank you, KEPW.org, for automatically streaming my show on your FM station here in Eugene when it's live. And thank you for listeners for listening to us, sharing the information. I did let you know yesterday that there was no guest lined up. And I thought I would be a little bit more prepared, but I actually, yesterday was tax filing day, so I work till midnight, literally. But there is something. I don't need to be prepared when you're living in the United States of America. Here is a story from Foreign Policy Magazine online, and the title, The Trump Administration Has No Plan for Dealing with a North Korean EMP Attack. How's that for fear-mongering? Happens to be true, though. Newt Gingrich says there's a lack of staff in the administration to take on the issue. Critics say it doesn't matter. I won't cuss, but that's kind of funny because it wouldn't matter, really. I mean, it does matter, though. It matters. By John Kester, October 16th, 2017, 12:17 p.m. A lot of 17s. For years, a hardcore group of U.S. national security hawks have warned about the threat of electromagnetic pulse weapons that could wipe out satellite communications. I wonder if Jules read this on her show. Take down the electrical grid and create what one nuclear physicist called a, quote, continental scale time machine. Oh, great. Unquote. Those fears have been revived in recent weeks amid an escalating war of words between North Korea, yet no plan has emerged for dealing with the threat, according to those following the issue. That's those following the issue. Well, probably believe them more than I believe the government. On September 30th, the Congressional Commission to Assess the Threat to the United States from electromagnetic pulse attack shut its doors after 16 years of operation? What? On September 30th, the Congressional Commission to Assess the Threat to the United States from electromagnetic pulse attack shut its doors after 16 years of operation. Why would they do that? That's what these people in Cuba are suffering from. Wow. As I said, I was not prepared, so I just went to Foreign Policy, say, let's see what we could look up. I knew there might be something on nuclear, and this title caught my eye. So I am reading it For the first time. It's shocking. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, who has been one of the most vocal proponents of taking the threat of EMP seriously, said he decided not to fight the commission's closure after consulting experts. People I trust who are very concerned about the EMP threat thought that we needed a fresh start. All right. Fresh start. I can hear Drop Dead Fred now. He said to Foreign Policy in an interview, concerns about EMP weapons date back about the 1962 Starfish. Oh, excuse me. I have to read that again because I don't know about this. Concerns about the EMP weapons date back to the 1962 Starfish Prime test when a nuclear weapon detonated 250 miles above the Pacific, knocked out streetlights in Hawaii. Scientists realized nuclear weapons set off in the upper atmosphere released, quote, killer, unquote, electrons that can fry electronics, which today would include satellites in low Earth orbit. Gingrich has repeatedly cautioned about EMPs, including in testimony before the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources in May, and in a FoxNews.com editorial in June. The former speaker's fascination with EMP led Michael Crowley in 2009 to mock it as the, quote, Newt bomb, unquote, in the New Republic. While critics have long decided such fears as the stuff of tinfoil hat conspiracy, last month, North Korea's news agency claimed the country had developed thermonuclear weapons specifically capable of detonating at high altitudes to create an electromagnetic pulse. The EMP Commission shut its doors a few weeks later. Huh? Coinkydinky. So I'm going to give my phone number out if anybody wants to give us a call here while I'm reading. I'm going to read this whole story. The number is 718-717-8106. If you're on Skype, you can contact me, I believe, through Lonnie.Clark7. So I think that even if we're not connected, I think I could still see you. But I don't know about that. Back to this, can you believe it? They shut their doors a few weeks later. Why would they do that? North Korea's state agency claimed the country had developed thermonuclear weapons specifically capable of detonating at high altitudes to create an electromagnetic pulse. The EMP Commission shut its doors a few weeks later. So they're reorganizing. But what's going on? Who do they give their power to? Because they didn't just walk away from it. What are they doing? Though the administration's instinct is to take all this very seriously, the slow pace of political appointments has made addressing EMP nearly impossible, said Gingrich. The Donald Trump administration has been notoriously slow to fill positions across the government. James Mattis, the man who is so hardened by war, he has literally wiped out the sentences of men who committed massive atrocities and were convicted. So James Mattis, the Pentagon chief, that's who's renting our Pentagon, folks, that's who's running it, has been forced to, quote, make decisions that are three levels below the Secretary of Defense, unquote. So we're letting the military run the government, Gingrich said, excuse me, quote, you don't get much strategic planning when you're doing that, when that's what you're doing, unquote. This is a stunning letter. This article, if it's true, that sentence alone, just the way they do it, leaving it open, in picking a fight, opening the wound to North Korea by mocking this young guy. He's actually forcing the guy to, do you know, imagine, Donald Trump not only has made George Bush Sr. look like a good guy. Nixon not look like such a bad criminal. Now he's getting Kim Jong-un to look like a world leader. Very interesting little coinky-dinky plan. And I do not think he's doing it intentionally. I think he's just completely dense. And I think he's easily manipulated. Wow. Still, Gingrich said that he is comforted that the Department of Energy head, Rick Perry, is focused on national security. Oh, my gosh. Others may be less comforted by that. A New York Times article from January claimed Perry didn't realize at first that his new role included stewardship of the country's nuclear arsenal. You gotta be kidding. That liar. If he said those words came out of his mouth, he's a lying snake. Or else, you know what? Maybe he's got Alzheimer's. Maybe he's got some massive disease that makes him completely incapable. Yet the commission's closure is only one in the latest series of steps threatening from plans to protect against EMP. Since the end of the Cold War, the military has pulled back from hardening electronics against the effect of EMP, except for some specialized equipment such as Air Force One. In fact, the only Pentagon program looking at ways to mitigate the effects of an electromagnetic pulse weapon was shut down some 8 years ago, according to Dennis Papadopoulos, a professor of physics at the University of Maryland's Departments of Physics and Astronomy. 8 years ago. Huh. So they shut it down. The Pentagon shut it down. I wonder what year that was. We have to look that up. He's going to give us the answer. For several years during the George W. Bush administration, the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Project Agency had a program involving HAARP, an ionospheric research facility based in Alaska, to see if it was possible to clean up the killer electrons created by an EMP weapon. That experimental program was shut down around 2009, however. That's because it was killed in the budget in 07. I remember that. Politics drove the Pentagon to close the program, Papadopoulos said. It was ridiculous, he told FP. The excuse they used was a, quote, politically it might disturb Chinese if we find the solution to that problem, unquote. So that's why. For any new research programs looking to mitigate the effects of EMP, quote, there is nothing, unquote, Papadopoulos said. While some may worry about this neglect, others have long dismissed the threat of an EMP attack as unlikely. The EMP Commission, quote, had plenty of time to make their case, unquote, said Nick Swellenbach, director of the investigations at the Project on Government Oversight, a nonpartisan watchdog group. Quote, enough taxpayer dollars were spent on the commission, unquote. So they had a hand in closing it down. The Department of Energy's National Lab Infrastructure and Research Labs at the Department of Defense should be able to address the issue in the commission's absence, Swellenbach argued. Uh-huh. Well, we hope they can. Let's actually hope they can. While experts agree an electromagnetic pulse might be devastating in theory, scientists have argued for years about how difficult it would be to create a weapon that maximizes those effects. For Swellenbach, fear of such a hypothetical attack, quote, rests largely upon the number of sketchy assumptions, unquote. A major EMP attack would need specific conditions for success, according to Yusuf Butt, a physicist and senior fellow research at National Defense University. I bet you he got his professorship specifically because of his last name. An EMP bomb, quote, needs to be detonated at a particular altitude, unquote, he told FP. Quote, it needs to be launched in a specific way, unquote. And so was he implying that North Korea can't do it? While the EMP commission is finished, its proponents aren't giving up. In congressional testimony last week, the EMP commission's former chief of staff, Peter Vincent Pry, urged lawmakers to take the threat seriously, repeating an earlier warning that an attack that took down the U.S. electricity grid could kill 90% of Americans. 90%. Doesn't this sound like those hearings that we had at the beginning of the Iraq War and when they, you know, right before they launched their attack on America? Wow. North Korea has the capability to make an EMP attack right now, he said. The enemy dictatorship could launch an attack with a single weapon affecting all of North America, taking down electrical grids, transportation, and communications, he said. Critics of the EMP commission point out that even if terrifying, such an attack from Pyongyang would be unlikely, because the United States would then retaliate with a nuclear attack on North Korea. He's going to bet they would not. It'd be suicide to launch an EMP attack, said Swellenbach. But that level of retaliation isn't realistic to Gingrich. We'd react with a direct nuclear weapon, he said. That's a pretty big escalation. Well, I mean, they are threatening 90% of our people. Realistically, we'd need somewhere else to go, so you wouldn't, like, actually spread nuclear waste in a large portion of the planet by doing that. While some experts have questioned the likelihood of a North Korea EMP attack, arguing the concern should be a solar storm that could wreak similar devastation on the electrical grid. So maybe that's what they're planning, a solar storm. Steps to harden the electrical grid and other vulnerable infrastructure against a solar storm would also help protect against an EMP attack. North Korea is just inherently unpredictable, said Butt, the physicist. However, if you want to worry about something, you should worry about the sun. Don't worry, folks. Nothing to look at here. Hold on, I need to get a little sip of water. Wow. That is stunning. They don't really have it planned out. He's poking him with a stick. Yeah, so the question is this. We know it all. On alternative radio, you can find bits of truth on everything and opinions on everything. But this is the reality. There's a whole sub-government running the show. And how long do we take it? How long is it going to happen? 90% of the population could be killed. We literally have Pinochet 2.0 in the White House. This guy is a raging lunatic, and Congress looks like they're going to do nothing about it. Nothing. Just like Pinochet. You know, Pinochet actually had his whole Congress behind him, and he got reelected, actually, because people want peace. But we're not talking about regular peace anymore, man. We're talking about, like, some serious evil ways to harm people. Look, I'm going to open up this book again, the I Ching, and I'm going to just randomly pick a thing and see what it says. So... yeah, biting through. That's what we picked, you guys, number 21. And I'm going to read through it until the thing. I thought it was pretty thoughtful yesterday what it has to say. This is the thing I like about the I Ching, is that it gives you kind of an idea to think about ways. Let's see what time it is. So if anybody wants to give us a call, it's 718-717-8106. No, we got plenty of time. And I seriously not prepared, so you're going to have to hear me clicking through the internets, and I'll just talk to you while we do it. But let's read this, Biting Through. It's from the I Ching. Hold on just a second. when I actually get some rest, the cough will go away, which will take just a day or so. Okay, the hexagram represents an open mouth with an obstruction placed between the teeth. As a result, the lips cannot meet. To bring them together, one must bite energetically through the obstacle. Since the hexagram is made up of trigrams for thunder and for lightning, it indicates how obstacles are forcibly removed in nature. Energetic biting through overcomes the obstacle that prevents joining the lips. The storm with the thunder and lightning overcomes the disturbing tension in nature. Recourse to law and penalties overcome the disturbances of harmonious social life caused by criminals and slanderers. The theme of this hexagram is a criminal lawsuit in contradiction to that of Sun, conflict, which refers to civil suits. So let's read what this says. Recourse to law and penalties overcomes the disturbances of harmonious social life caused by criminals and slanderers. That's what Donald Trump is. He is a slanderer. I mean, he did not acknowledge the soldiers that got killed in Africa until today. While yesterday he was dragging on the former president for never visiting the soldiers, which was all a lie. He just says slanderous things about anybody. He's talked about everybody who crosses him. And he goes back to his favorite battering ram. He's like a super psychopath, but check that out, man. Okay, the judgment. Biting through has success. It is favorable to let justice be administered. When an obstacle to union arises, energetic biting through brings success. This is true in all situations. Whenever unity cannot be established, the obstruction is due to a talebearer and a traitor who is interfering and blocking the way. To prevent permanent injury, vigorous measures must be taken at once. Deliberate obstruction of this sort does not vanish of its own accord. Judgment and punishment are required to deter or obviate it. That's exactly what we need to call Congress. We need to tell those people that say, no, this, we'll just see, we're going to have the smooth transition of power. No, we're not. However, it is important to proceed in the right way. The hexagram Li, clarity, and Chen, excitement. Li is yielding, Chen is hard. Unqualified hardness and excitement would be too violent in meting out punishment. Unqualified clarity and gentleness would be too weak. The two come together to create the just measure. In the moment that the man who makes the decisions is gentle by nature, while he commands respect by his conduct in his position. The image, thunder and lightning, the image of biting through. Thus the kings of former times made firm the laws through clearly defining penalties. Penalties are the individual applications of the law. The laws specify the penalties. Clarity prevails when mild and severe penalties are clearly differentiated according to the nature of the crimes. This is symbolized by the clarity of lightning. The law is strengthened by a just application of penalties. This is symbolized by the terror of thunder. This clarity and severity have the effect of instilling respect. It is not that the penalties are ends in themselves. The obstructions in the social life of man increase when there is a lack of clarity in the penal codes and slackness in executing them. The only way to strengthen the law is to make it clear and to make penalties certain and swift. Wow, man, that's like a little lecture on what we got to do about Donald Trump. Like, we really need some action. I don't know how anybody can support this president. And if you do support the president, please give me a call. 718-717-8106, because I'd love to hear what you have to say about a president who is a known liar, who slanders people. His, you know, he plays games with our lives like this. There's no sense of urgency. He needs to stop eating junk food for sure. That McDonald's has got to end. I mean, it's making him sluggish. There has to be a little bit of hip too, man. Wow. Okay, well, let me come to the news, and I'm going to look up our little nuclear alerts. How about that one? We'll see what they're actually willing to tell us was new today. Nuclear alerts. And then we'll go to the mass animal deaths, which I like to keep track of because, you know, we're not that far away from, I mean, 90%. So Donald Trump and the Republicans are playing this game where they're rearranging. I mean, I get it that there was a watchdog group that helped close down this thing, that they think they're a waste of money. Just like the Nuclear Waste Policy Act of 2000, what's called Nuclear Waste Policy Amendment Act of 2016. I'm going to have Donna Gilmore on again very soon and talk to us about it. I'm hoping we can get people to keep, you know, it's just walking right through Congress. This is an urgent deal. People do not understand how serious this is going to be. It's not going to be a fun event to have them dealing with it. This is October 16th. In the first one that pops up, event 53001, and this is a non-emergency, lost brachytherapy seed. So somebody lost something. So they can't, this is what they say. These seeds are received pre-calibrated and pre-sterilized. So does that make it any less harmful? On October 5th, John Hopkins Outpatient Center notified the Maryland Radiological Health Program on October 5th, 2017, following a prostate seed implant procedure, the licensee discovered that one seed was unaccounted for. Oops! The PD-103 seed has an approximate activity of 1.5 millicuries. The number of seeds implanted into the patient was 42 out of 47 seeds ordered. Four seeds remained in the applicator. This left one seed unaccounted for. They can at least do math. Two physicists counted 42 seeds implanted, verified by two separate C-arm images. All personnel were scanned with a sodium iodine survey meter as they exited the room. All equipment, tables, waste baskets, surgical cover, linens, etc., were scanned multiple times. The floor was systematically and methodically scanned, including the patient's Foley bag with negative results. The patient will return tomorrow, October 6th, for a follow-up CT and chest x-ray. Radiation oncology will recount the seeds. I bet you they'll find it. Theragenics Corporation will also be contacted to determine if only 46 seeds were shipped. These seeds were received pre-calibrated and pre-sterilized. Well, it's only 8:28, so I'm going to answer my own question while we're online, folks, because I do not know what PD-103 is. So this is where it'd be cool to have like a co-host who could give me answers, who's smart on like science stuff, because I'm definitely not. What the heck is it? Palladium-103. Wow. In order to treat prostate cancer, this is the first thing that Mr. Google's give us. In order to treat prostate cancer, radioactive palladium-103 or iodine-125 seeds are placed directly into the prostate gland. Wow. Using either after loading needles with a specific gun or preloaded needles. Wow. They look like little needles, I guess. Wow, what a trip. Well, you couldn't put me into one of those things. Okay, California Radiation Control Program. This is a non-emergency Millennium Consulting Agency. Stolen source, of course, CD-109. So is that palladium? 109, is that CD? Isn't that the same thing that, oh, that's PD, this is CD. Oh, Lord, where's the Mr. Scientist telling me where all this stuff is? I've looked it all up, like, lots of times. I'm telling you, this is my brain does not have a memory for this science stuff. But what I do have a complete bit of, I don't know, is that this stuff is really bad. It's killing people. It's cadmium. Palladium, cadmium, so they're probably from the same family. From what I learned from science, I wonder if it even like is part of the whole little trail. Okay, power reactor in Volt, California, fitness for duty. Oh, dear. Yeah, that was the one we read yesterday. Fitness for duty, a contractor was notified, a random FFD test, and he did not report and left the premises. Sorry. He was terminated. His access to the site was terminated. Prairie Island, non-conditioned, degraded condition. If there's a power, the current power is in it. It's in a cold shutdown. Unit 2 at Prairie Island in Minnesota. Reactor coolant system shutdown. Communication line vent through wall defect. 10/16, event date, 10/16, notification date. So I think this is the one that we read yesterday. Therefore, in a degraded condition. It's in a degraded condition. I think, what was it yesterday? Let's look that up and see how they had it listed yesterday. That's pretty interesting. Because I think yesterday they had it. It wasn't in a degraded condition. Let's see what they said yesterday. I need some music. I keep saying what I need to get, but man. Okay, let's find it, because that was the same one that we saw. Browns Ferry, they reported that. That was Browns Ferry, Palo Verde. So Palo Verde was yesterday. That was that. And today it is another one, folks. It's not even the same one. Wow. Where did it go? That's all right. We'll go back this way. So let's read who this was again. So that wasn't the same one from yesterday. So there's another one. And this is a degraded condition. What the heck does that mean, a degraded condition? I mean, that doesn't sound like something that's very good. Let's read this. Let's read it again. At 1425 CDT on 1016, investigation into a boric acid indication was determined to be a through wall leak at the socket weld that joins the 3/4-inch line to RC-922 valve 2RC-837. Unit 2 is currently in mode 5 with reactor coolant system operational leakage limits not applicable. The leak is downstream of two first RCS isolation valves that are normally closed. The leak is not quantifiable as it only consists of a small amount of dry boric acid at the location. This failure constitutes welding or material defects in the primary coolant system that cannot be found acceptable under ASME Section 11. Therefore, this is a degraded condition reported under 10 CFR 50.72B3IIA. At the time of this notification, the Prairie Island Nuclear Generating Plant Unit 2 is in mode 5 for a planned refueling outage. The identified defect will be repaired prior to entering mode 4. Okay, then. This condition does not affect the health and safety of the public or station employees. Don't worry, the leak is not going to hurt you. Yeah, we trust these guys because you know how good they are to everybody. Let's see what there is in the Fukushima news, if anything broke on that story. If they're, you know, they're eking it out. Nobody really. Kevin Finnegan and I were talking about this. You can't really talk, at least here in Eugene, you talk to people about Fukushima and their eyes kind of roll, they glaze over. It's a topic that they just, they know it's there, but it's like, it's so bizarre. It's really an interesting response that we get. So, I'm going to open up this story about the the courts being held accountable in Fukushima. District Court in Fukushima rules that TEPCO and central government liable in nuclear disaster for only $4.44 million. That's all that they did for them. As a result of a class action lawsuit brought against Tokyo Electric Power and the government of Japan, the largest such class action lawsuit to date that relates to the 2011 nuclear disaster in Fukushima, a district court in the prefecture has ruled that both TEPCO and the government are liable for damages, totaling only around 500 million yen, which is 4.44 million. The class action lawsuit was filed on behalf of a group of around 3,800 people who lived in or adjacent to the prefecture. So the award for damages seems pretty paltry, to put it lightly. Wow. To date, there have been around 30 similar class action suits filed by following the 2011 nuclear disaster. This one represented the largest by a fair margin, as noted in the coverage from the Kyoto News Agency. This is the second court ruling that fixed the government's responsibility after the Maebishi District Court decision in March. All the three district court decisions so far have ordered TEPCO to pay damages. Only the Chiba Court last month decision last month did not find the government liable for compensation, Reuters reported. The plaintiffs in Fukushima case have called on defendants for reinstating the levels of radioactivity at their homes before the disaster, but the court rejected the request. The Kyoto said TEPCO has long been criticized for ignoring the threat posed by natural disaster to the Fukushima plant, and the company and the government were lambasted for their handling of the crisis. It seems pretty likely at this point that the sorts of figures discussed above are as good as it's going to get by those affected by the nuclear disaster, unfortunately. Who wrote this story? October 15th, Clean Technica. Seemed like a little opinion piece, unfortunately. Wow. That is a trip. So I actually, I guess we need to have some decisive action, court action. We really need to get this together, huh? But are we going to, as a species? 90%, that story was shocking, 90%. And yet they closed their commission and they don't seem to have a strategy. There's no clear strategy that they're talking about. And I don't, you know, this business with Trump, like, I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing. You know, they have to at least let people know they have a strategy. They have to let people know that our military knows how to handle a threat from North Korea. Or could they? I mean, the president said, you know, we have these missiles that can track, or I forget what they're called, those Patriot missiles or something like that, where they can kill a bomb. They miss. There's only like 18% of the time they hit. So this is what we're looking at. Lord! And then no one even talks about the nuclear waste. Forget the nuclear weapons. What about the nuclear waste? We have the Nuclear Waste Policy Amendment Act walking its way through Congress. We are going to sell nuclear waste to private industry. When you sell it to private industry, you basically give all of the liability to the American people, with none of the control, none of the ability to say where it's going to go. We're already 100% liable. Got that. What are we going to do about this? I mean, really, that's the answer. What are we going to do about it? We have Rick Perry, who has allegedly said he didn't know his job responsibility included the nuclear arsenal, the Department of Energy, the guy who says he's going to run the Department of Energy, he went, oops, he wants to wipe it out. He has no intention. That's why we have the Policy Amendment Act of 2017. He wants to wipe out the Department of Energy, literally. And I can hear people that hate the government and say, yeah, wait, great, that's a great idea. Let industry run it. Heck no. We will have no control over it. At least there are people rotating that get appointed and approved and looked at. There's some oversight. These oversight committees are important. The nuclear industry is the United States' little baby. It created it. I mean, look what it did. It dropped a bomb that threw the lights out in Hawaii. You think we don't have a responsibility to clean that up? And frankly, you know what's really interesting? And I can't find Thaston. He lives here in Eugene. Thaston Rickland, the young Marshallese who lives here. I was talking to his ex, and she was saying that there's some concern with the Marshallese community because they're sort of in, like, passport limbo, I guess. Because they're not really Americans. They're here on, like, a guest thing. So they could, there's a lot of them that could be, they don't know how to handle them. They don't know how to handle their status. And in some states, you know, a large portion of them live in Georgia because the chicken farms offered big, you know, jobs for people to come off the atoll and come live down there. And so a huge portion of the Marshallese moved, which is what's going to happen also in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico are getting off the islands. They're moving masses of people around the planet. Is this unintentional that Donald Trump and the Republicans are closing these weeks after Kim Jong-un? I mean, you would think that they would keep it open until they had something else and they would announce that these people are going to be looking at it. But to just close it down and say, no, we've spent enough money. We have our own answers. And Kim Jong-un, he's perfectly fine. He's not going to do anything like that. Really? We're going to go on the let's hope we're right thing? Without a real solid plan just in case we're wrong? I tell you what, a lot of 19, 20-year-olds find out what's wrong with that plan. I mean, you know, there's an old saying that says, if you fail to plan, plan to fail. You know, fail to plan, I think I got that backwards. If you fail to plan, you were planning to fail. There you go, that's it. Did you hear that story? I don't think I have time to actually look for it. I looked for it briefly. There's a story that says that the Fukushima radiation level is perfectly fine. It's gone back to being the perfectly fine level that it was beforehand in major parts of Fukushima. I'll look for that story the next time I have to be on air by myself. Let's go to the mass animal deaths. October 17th. Wow. Thousands of penguin chicks die of starvation. Scientists are alarmed. Let's open that. That is very important because that is a very isolated place. Oh, man, that is sad. This is written, the Associated Press, ABC News, October 16th, written in the Associated Press in Berlin. Almost the entire cohort of chicks from an Adelaide penguin colony in the eastern Antarctic was wiped out by starvation this last summer in what scientists say is only the second such incident in over 40 years. Researchers said Sunday the mass die-off occurred because unusually large amounts of ice forced penguin parents to travel farther in search of food for their young. By the time they returned, only two out of thousands of chicks had survived. Only two. Not only did the chicks starve, but the partner who stayed behind also had to endure a long fast, said Robert Coudert, C-O-U-D-E-R-T, a marine biologist with the French science agency CNRS. Robert Coudert, who leads the study of seabirds at the Dumont d'Urville Antarctic Research Station, said the Adelaide colony, their numbers, about 18,000 pairs, have been monitored since the 60s. A similar breeding loss was observed for the first time during the 2013-14 research expedition. Wow, a similar breeding loss. So it wasn't the first time in 40 years. It is unusual because of the size of the population concerned, he said in an email to the Associated Press. Zero breeding success years have been noted before elsewhere, but never for colonies of this size. Sea ice extent in the polar regions varies each year, but climate change has made the fluctuation more extreme. The environment group WWF, which supports the research, urged governments meeting in Hobart, Australia, this week to approve a new marine protection area off East Antarctica. Rod Downey, head of polar programs for the group's British branch, said that the impact of losing thousands of chicks was dramatic for an otherwise hardy species such as Adelaide penguins. It's more like Tarantino does Happy Feet with dead penguins strewn across a beach in Adelaide Island, he said. Robert Kader said, creating a protection zone in the Derval Sea Meths region, where the colony is located, wouldn't prevent larger than usual ice, sea ice, but it might ease the pressure of penguins from tourism and overfishing. Wow, that's a pretty serious thing. Two chicks of 18,000 pairs. Wow. October 17th, tons of dead fish wash up on the beach in Hua Hin, Thailand. 30,000 birds killed due to avian flu in Hainan, China. Avian flu, love that. 5,000 dead fish found in Mabubangar, India. 41,000 birds killed due to avian flu in Zeeland, Netherlands. Wow. This is all October 17th, folks. Thousands of dead fish found in a river in Paraguay. 80,000 tons of fish died due to flooding in Thai Bin, Vietnam. Wow. And then I don't know if I read this yesterday, but 103 whales have washed up this year. Never before so many in Brazil. Wow. So if people don't think we don't have an emergency, we do. You know, this is something that we have. This Trump administration has no plan for dealing with a North Korea EMP attack. So it's as simple as they go up there and detonate at a high level a bomb close enough to some big city, and they could knock out their electrical grid. I mean, forget what they could do to the United States. What could they do to Japan? Imagine in Japan or, you know, some areas where there's like these third world countries where they have these nuclear power facilities and no electrical grid for a long time. They don't have the resources like to boom, rebuild it right away. It's very difficult to get things done in super poor countries. I'm going to pick up the I Ching and reread this because this was really fascinating to me. This sort of answered my heart about what do we got to do, because I wondered, do we really need to keep reading the nuclear alerts? Do I really need to keep talking about this? Dave Parrish from Operation Save the Earth, and I hope he'll be on soon. I had to work yesterday. I didn't call him. I'm going to, though. Did inspire me to keep on keeping on. He says it does matter, and it actually does matter. I need to start doing the social media thing a little bit more to drive people to the radio show. Because this is urgent. We have to get the news out. It's up to us. And I think we need actually to demand from Congress this very thing that was in this book, The I Ching. This was stunning. Penalties are the individual applications of the law. I mean, the obstructions in the social life of man increase when there is a lack of clarity in the penal codes, which is true. That's where we're at now. Because we had this, my dad called me for my birthday yesterday, and he was like, he doesn't like Trump. He's 88 years old. And he's like, well, we can't invoke the 25th. Some guy was on television telling us we can't do it. I'm like, Dad, that's outrageous. That's not true. But this is what I mean. There's a lack of clarity in the law. This is why they make laws complicated, so they can perpetrate crimes. Lack of clarity and slackness in executing them. And that's exactly what we have in Congress, the slackness in executing the laws that we have on the books. I mean, honestly, you want to fix the immigration problem? Penalize every single employer who hires someone, who gets a notification from the Social Security office. This Social Security number does not match the employee's ID, blah, 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 the name. They get letters and they give them 6 months, I think it's 6 months or 18 months. You know, you have 6 months to comply or 3 months to comply. Well, when you get that, they should have an investigation and a $1,000 penalty. That's the law. Right now, a $1,000 penalty per person. How many millions of the 10 million are here undocumented or working for employers? At least a third, right? So that would be a boatload of money added to the government. And you know what it would do? It would stop those people from actually hiring them. But that's not the point of hiring, is it? Listen to this. Deliberate obstructions of this sort does not vanish of its own accord. Okay, I'm going to reread this part again. Where unity cannot be established, the obstruction is due to a talebearer and traitor who is interfering and blocking the way. To prevent permanent injury, vigorous measures must be taken at once. Deliberate obstruction of this sort does not vanish of its own accord. Judgment and punishment are required in order to deter and obviate it. Wow. I want to find that one statement. Okay, we've got, here we are. Recourse to law and penalties overcome the disturbances of harmonious social life caused by criminals and slanderers. You know, Donald Trump's entire cabinet are close to being criminals. Some are criminals. And I wouldn't say they're all slanderers, but Donald Trump is certainly a slanderer. I think Jeff Sessions is a slanderer. I mean, these people, we have a very serious threat inside of our government, and it is showing its face boldly to the American people. It's not even hiding its KKK-ness. It's wholly embracing, we're going to be out and proud. You know, the value, I mean, he says the most, he incites people. And if he believes this and people believe this, they're believing things that are untrue. We have a serious issue going on. This man has no plan for dealing with a North Korean EMP attack. And Congress closed up its doors. Is this likely? It could be. I mean, I think we should take it seriously. Donald Trump keeps inciting this guy. He's like, yeah, just wait. We're working on it. He's starving his people to feed a science program, folks, to feed the nuclear program, to feed the military. And people there are willing to give it up because they're afraid of the United States. Well, they should be, for goodness sakes. Let's go to Donna Gilmore's page. I can't wait for her to come back on. She did say that she will come back on. I'm going to give her a call in a day. And let's get this page. Nuclear Waste Amendment Act of 2015. Let's see if she's added anything. The committee hearings. Let's see if we can click on that. I just clicked on, you go to her page, SanOnofreSafety.org. And on the front page, there's something that says committee hearings. And, oh, it links you into all of the hearings. You want to hear what they're having hearings on, folks? We have about 6 minutes left. Examining how covered entities utilize the 340B drug pricing program. Powering America, consumer-oriented perspectives on improving the nation's electricity markets. That's right. These are all on YouTube. You can find them all. You can subscribe to the energycommerce.house.gov. You just subscribe to Energy Commerce on YouTube. They play all of their, I get these. Air quality impacts of wildfires, perspectives of key stakeholders. So our Congress, these guys are completely insane. The environment. Let's go to the environment and see what it says about the environment. Come on. Come on, boo. So that is it. How these entities, and this is what they give us. They give us YouTube videos. That's very interesting. Devious little things. That's so bizarre. That's what they do. Uh-huh. So let's see what they're going to talk about. Let's see what they're on the environment. Let's see if we can find their calendar hearings. Let's look at the hearings. See what they say. YouTube videos again. Let's talk about events. This must be their YouTube page because it is just giving me all kinds of just YouTube hearings. It's not telling me their calendar, which I find a little bit devious. We should see their calendar. Forum on Conscious Protections, July 8th, 2016. That's from last year, but what about this year? It's all YouTube stuff. So they've just gone straight to YouTube. Wow, we're going to have to fight back on that one. That means I must get a little bit more active on YouTube. And I think I'm actually going to start posting on Instagram. Even though I may not be dressed and look like crap, I think I'll still post on Instagram right before the radio show so we can get our viewership up, we can get people activated, we can get you talking to your friends and getting you involved in, really, these nuclear monsters. We've got to stop them. The Trump administration is part of them. This guy, Rick Perry, is completely incompetent. It's not that he's incompetent. He's greedy. And he really believes his pack of lies. He's way undereducated. Let us do remind ourselves that he has a degree, a bachelor's of arts degree in husbandry. Husbandry, folks. That's right. He's qualified to run the Department of Energy because he ran Texas and did oversee the largest nuclear dump of nuclear waste that our country has experienced. And then once he didn't get reelected, that same company who accidentally spilled the waste put him on their board of directors, where he sat until Donald Trump nominated him for the Department of Energy, the very entity which Rick Perry says he wanted to dismantle. Is it any wonder that the Trump administration has no plan for dealing with a North Korean EMP attack? They want to give all this to private industry, all of it. All to private industry, folks. Privatize, privatize, privatize. Why do you think they're starving the people of Puerto Rico off of their lands? That is intentional. It's not unintentional. They are going to make them move out, and they don't mind if they come and live in slums here because they want their real estate. They'll keep a few slaves, but it'll be actually pretty good for them. Well, I say thank you for listening to me read these stories and rant a little bit about my political opinions, because that's what they are, political opinions. But I do hope you do get actively engaged. Put your courage feet on. It does matter. Lean back. I really do believe we need to have a massive protest again to demand that we remove the incompetence and the traitors and the slanderers and, you know, the criminals in the White House. Put your courage feet on. We'll talk to you guys, I guess, Friday, maybe.